You know that anxiety the night before a big trip, like when you're frantically packing your suitcase in the dark?
Oh, absolutely. You're just hoping you actually grabbed the essentials.
Right, but you really have no idea until you get there. Well, hitting the highway without preparing your car is, I mean, it's the exact same gamble.
It really is.
Yeah, so today for our custom deep dive, we've got the ultimate cheat sheet to, turn the lights on. We're looking at excerpts from the Chevrolet Long Distance Road Trip Service Guide. So, okay, let's unpack this.
Yeah, and what's so fascinating here isn't just that it's a checklist, it's how the guy treats a long road trip as a fundamentally different mechanical event for your Chevy.
Right, it's not just like a quick oil check and you're good to go.
Exactly. I mean, it goes way beyond that. It's a complete service checklist specifically for long distances.
Which makes sense. Taking a car from a 10-minute commute to a 10-hour drive is, well, it's like taking a 100-meter sprinter and suddenly entering them in a marathon.
That is a great way to put it.
Right, because the muscles, or I guess in this case, the belts and the fluids and the tires, they require an entirely different kind of warm-up and conditioning.
Yeah, and if we connect this to the bigger picture, just think about your transmission fluid for a second.
Okay, transmission fluid.
Right. In stop-and-go city traffic, it gets warm, sure. But at a sustained 75 miles per hour for 6 hours straight on the interstate.
Oh, I see where you're going.
Yeah, that fluid is subjected to relentless compounding heat. The guide hyper-focuses on fluid degradation because that sustained thermal stress fundamentally changes how the fluid protects the gears.
So if the fluid is already old or a bit low, a long road trip is just going to expose that weakness almost instantly.
Exactly. It'll break down when you need it most.
Okay, but looking through some of these checklist items, I've got to admit, a few feel a little like overkill.
Overkill. How so?
Well, like, do I really need to meticulously inspect a serpentine belt just to drive a couple of states over? I mean, if it's working fine on my Tuesday commute, shouldn't it easily survive a Sunday drive?
I get why you'd think that. It totally feels like overkill right up until you look at the causality of a failure.
Okay, fair point.
Because think about it, a slightly frayed belt snapping while you're idling at a stoplight? That's a headache. You call a tow truck.
Right. Annoying, but not the end of the world.
But that same belt snapping at highway speeds under a heavy engine load, it doesn't just stop the car.
Wait, what else does it do?
Well, it can immediately take out the water pump, which leads to catastrophic engine overheating in a matter of minutes.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, that is a big deal.
Yeah, the guide emphasizes these components because the speed and the duration of the trip just completely magnify the consequences of a failure.
Right. That makes total sense. Here's where it gets really interesting for me, though, looking at the source, the section on tire pressure.
Oh, yeah, that's a crucial part.
Because, you might casually check your tires before a grocery run, maybe kick the tires,
Or if
right?
you all do that.
But this guide points out that for a 500-mile trip, the sustained friction and the heat completely change the tire's expansion rate.
And that's the crucial why behind the checklist. I mean, your cold tire pressure on a Tuesday morning is going to spike dramatically after 3 hours on sun-baked asphalt.
Right, because heat expands the air inside.
Exactly. So if you start out even slightly overinflated, that heat expansion pushes the tire well past its safe operating limits.
Which I'm guessing significantly increases the risk of a blowout at high speeds.
Spot on. The Chevy guide basically forces you to anticipate the extreme environment the car will be in, not just the mild one it's currently parked in.
Wow. So, what does this all mean for you as you're gearing up for a getaway? I think it means preparation isn't just about topping off the gas tank and loading the trunk.
Not at all.
Right. This source essentially serves as the definitive blueprint. By focusing on the mechanical realities of sustained stress, it really just takes the guesswork out of the equation.
It does. You aren't packing in the dark anymore.
Exactly. You're
Right.
engineering a successful trip.
Which is incredibly reassuring, honestly. But, this raises an important question to mull over.
Oh, what's that?
Well, at what exact mileage or duration does a standard daily drive officially cross the threshold?
Oh, that's a really good point.
Right. Like, where is that invisible line where a regular trip becomes a long-distance road trip, suddenly requiring this comprehensive, specialized level of service preparation?